running for office, well, not office, running for a circuit judge, Candace Tulistash, is my guest on Lacrosse Talk this morning. And I thank you very much, Candace, for talking with me. I really appreciate it. It's not even, I don't have to pretend. I don't know until yesterday a great deal about you. So I did a little research and I have a few questions. But before we even get to that, man, can we address briefly your disdain, along with everybody else's, it seems, for PACs?
My name, right? It's Tulistash. So you were super close, but it's tricky.
All right, say it again. Tulistash?
Tulistash.
Wrong emphasis. Not Tulistash. Yeah. Tulistash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Tricky and unique.
I'll get the little umlauts there. Well, nobody will ever forget it once they get it right, that's for sure.
Right.
So talk to me about your... Nobody likes PACs in particular, since mostly what they put out there is wrong. Blatantly, in some ways.
So the no one was as surprised as I was to pull my own face out of my mailbox and see, you know, words that were pulled directly from my website, and I had no idea where it was coming from, what I was looking at, and then I flipped it over and saw, you know, I think actually the first site I pulled out was my opponent's face, and I was trying to figure out why in the world they would be, you know, I thought my opponent was sending that out. So, you know, I think, you know, I had no idea that it was being sent out, had no connection, still have no connection with the group. I haven't even bothered to go and look at their website. So, you know, it's really odd to have someone sending out, you know, a message in your campaign.
Just nasty, so nasty. You can't vote for this person. This person is the devil. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So what I actually did, I mean, right away I tracked my opponent down because I wanted to let him know that that was not coming from me. I tried to go and talk to him in person, but you know, wasn't available. So I called him and told him that wasn't me, and you know, that I needed to figure out, you know, how to address it. And I addressed it in my Channel 19 interview the very next day, but it hasn't aired yet. So, you know.
Well,
you know, the thing is, go ahead.
No, it will. You don't have to stop for me. It will be addressed, and I think smarter voters will move on from the baloney of most PACs who don't.
Yeah,
use,
I mean, I'm proud to have run a clean campaign. I don't need to use negative ads because there's so many positive things to talk about. You know, I want people to vote for me, not against the other guy.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. You hope. And I think every candidate hopes you're voting for me, you're not voting against the other guy, because that's not the way to vote. All right, so let's talk about Candace Tulistash. Did I get that right? Tulistash.
Super close. Tulistash.
Tulistash.
Nope, Tulistash. It's completely phonetic. If you can say gentleman, you can say Tulistash.
Tulistash. I got to phonetically spell it differently. Tulistash. All right, well, give me a long answer while I phonetically spell your last name. Why in the heck do you want to be a circuit judge in the world we live in today?
Yeah, so I was able to do this job about 9 years ago when Judge Cassell retired and I was appointed to fill the seat. And I love the job. It was the best, you know, really just the best thing in the world. I got beat up every day I went to work, but I still couldn't wait to get up and go back to work again. I loved being able to be that neutral decision maker in the middle. You know, I really enjoyed my practice as an attorney, but when you're an attorney, you're arguing for one side or the other. You're trying to predict the other side, but you're really just bringing one side into court. And I really enjoyed that ability to kind of help resolve those conflicts and bring some resolution to cases.
Well, and when you can sit in the middle and use your own trial experience as to what's being presented before you by attorneys from either side, that's got to be a pretty helpful tool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest things that I bring to the table here in this election. I mean, I've been doing trial work for almost 20 years now in this area, and I've worked across a lot of, you know, neighboring counties and worked in front of a lot of different judges, and it really kind of gets you that general experience, not only in all different areas of the law, but also in front of all different magistrates. And you kind of pick up what works and what doesn't in different counties. And, you know, last fall, I had a stretch where I, you know, kind of between the summer and the fall, I had five different trials in five, you know, in front of five different judges across 5 months in four different counties. So that really intense, you know, experience, that's how you learn. That's how you get better. And if you're not actually doing it and practicing it, it's really hard to improve and really have those skills that you need to make those quick judgment calls from the bench.
Sure. And I can't even believe I'm going to ask this. In your spare time, how do you get involved in what's important to you in the community? Because I know you want to get involved. How?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I've really been working on that, you know, for the last, you know, 9 or 10 years or so. My kids are getting old enough that I can really kind of branch out into the community.
Cool.
You know, I'm active in the downtown Rotary Club. I just recently joined the Oktoberfest board. I was on the board for the Parenting Place for a while. You know, so there's kind of those board positions and those, you know, more organization positions that I think really give you opportunities to serve. But I think the most important part of that is really getting to know the people in the county, because, you know, in my practice as a trial attorney, you know, as a lawyer, you really get to know the clients. You get to know the population base that's coming into the courtroom really well. And I think in order to really pass judgment, and really, you need to understand the people behind it. So I think that's given me that opportunity to know the people coming into the courtroom. But I think my community service has really given me the opportunity to get to know the rest of the county as well. You know, I think, you know, serving and working in that community has been really important to me.
Cool. If you had a judicial philosophy, could you put it on a bumper sticker, or how do we explain who this candidate, Candace Tolostash, Miss Candace, God,
no, you got it. You got it the last time.
I did. Oh, Tolostash. Okay, good. Whew. Only tried 58 times. What's your judicial philosophy?
Yeah, so I'm a textualist, and what that really means is I believe that the law is the law. It is what is written in the four corners of the document. I believe that judges are not supposed to be creating policy. I mean, that's the job of the legislature. So the law is what is written, not what we think should have been written or what some legislator might have thought he should be writing. And it's what's in the Constitution. You know, our job is to follow the law. Where that gets a little more interesting is the law is the same, but the people behind the cases are different. The facts are different. So you're going to see, you know, different sentences for different people. Even though the law applies to everyone, there's no one blanket sentence that should apply to everyone. So I think there's a lot of work to be done there. But I think the foundation is, you know, follow the law first.
Does it make you crazy when you hear a politician say, well, this group of judges got it wrong? If you bring me the right group, I will be able to change this of law, this policy, and get America back on the right track because the judges did it wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really hard thing to deal with, you know, and one of the things that I think is really important is for people to really understand what's going on in the courtroom. It's really easy to kind of look at it from the outside and say, well, I think this case should have happened this way or that case should have gone that way, but you're really only seeing a snippet of what happened and what was pulled in front of that court. So I think, you know, I think that's kind of an oversimplification. What you described is really an oversimplification of what really happened.
Oh, absolutely. But isn't that what gets headlines? That's what gets all the attention, is a politician speaking way outside their comfort zone.
Maybe. I mean, you're probably right. Honest, you know, I think we have our different branches of the government for a very good reason, right? I mean, we have, you know, the people who make the laws and then the people who enforce the laws in the courtroom. And
well,
if
I was a judge, I'd be not afraid, but concerned greatly that there's a politician who says, re-elect me or elect me, and I'll get those judges to give us the right decision. That's scary.
Yeah.
That's scary.
No, I agree. I think that's a complete misuse of what we should be doing.
Candace, anybody that would like to know more about you, Where can they find that information?
Yeah, so I have a website, Candace Celestash for Circuit Court Judge. Probably the easier place to find me is on Facebook. Again, Candace Celestash for Circuit Court Judge. There's a lot more. I mean, Facebook is what it is, right? It's a platform that we all use